Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, where you hear about the business of the casino entertainment industry from the people who make it happen. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of Global Gaming Business, and today we speak with Sean Kraloff, the chairman and CEO of Sona Mobile, one of the world's leading providers of gaming products for kiosks and handheld devices. Sona Mobile is one of the few companies that actually has a server-based gaming system up and running in a casino environment. Kraloff explains how the company developed its platform and what applications it serves, the first to receive approval from GLI. He also talks about the future of server-based gaming and why Sona spent years in R&D before introducing their products and services 2 years ago. He spoke with me in San Diego in April. Sean Kraloff, thanks for joining us on the Global Gaming Business Podcast. It's nice to finally meet you. I've been admired your products and services for years, and it looks like you're really starting to take off, though, now. I mean, it's been a while since the mobile stuff has come out, but now you've got some other exciting products. So let's start with the mobile stuff, though, since that's really the basis of the company. What got you guys started, and what exactly is that product?
Well, what got us started in mobile, by the way, thanks for having me,
sure.
Roger. What got us really started in mobile was really the law being changed in Nevada from a gaming perspective.
Right.
Kind of before that, we were doing financial type work.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the law being changed, we thought, opened up a really interesting area.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we got excited about it. And we started to focus on it.
Mm-hmm. And the mobile stuff being the handheld devices that that now is approved in Nevada and other jurisdictions as well.
Well, that's correct. It could be a handheld device, which is either a PDA-like device,
mm-hmm.
or on top of that, clearly a cellular device.
You know,
it's legal to make a racer sports bet from a cellular phone,
mm-hmm.
In Nevada, and actually racing in other parts of the United States,
uh-huh.
and the world for that matter.
Sure. And this was an exciting development for the gaming industry because it opened up the casino floor into other areas of the gaming property.
Really, yeah, exactly. The idea really here is now a property can actually extend its brand, you know, out to the cellular device, let's say,
mm-hmm.
Or on top of that, in the property now, in areas that are supervised, mm-hmm. can actually do other sorts of gaming.
Right. Race and sports is obviously not a big profit center for a casino. You know, they sometimes take a hit when they set the lines wrong, although now there's a couple of pretty wide-ranging handicapping services that a lot of the casinos subscribe to, so they don't really have a lot of exposure in terms of that. But your devices expand the reach of the sports book. Explain how that works.
Yeah, exactly. So what we enable really is we can push out real-time odds, okay, mm-hmm. to the device, push out your account information,
mm-hmm.
enable you literally to make a wager right from your
right.
from your either cellular phone or that PDA.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can make a wager kind of anywhere, anytime. And on top of that, we actually can push the video down.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually can watch the
okay.
event, either, you know, being a race, which is
mm-hmm.
perfect. It's kind of
sure.
2 minutes. Or actually even look at the highlights, let's say, from the sporting event.
Mm-hmm. What's the hardware end of that in terms of handheld devices? In the casinos, do they like let you borrow while you're in the house, or how does that work?
Well, in house, there's two things we really do there. One, we actually have a kiosk
mm-hmm.
that's fixed.
Okay.
It could be wired or wireless,
mm-hmm.
And that kind of seems to be the easiest way to make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you have a device that's kind of mobile and moves around, you have to be very careful about where you can play, where you
right.
can't play.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've actually got all that stuff to work, you
mm-hmm.
know, and we have our GLI certification. Okay, when it
right.
comes to that,
mm-hmm.
but it seems like. You know, generally, these properties are pretty risk-averse. So
right.
I think the first steps we're going to take with the properties are going to be kiosk-based
mm-hmm.
that are going to be fixed. It could be
okay.
wired or wireless.
Sure. And I know in New Jersey, you can't gamble in your hotel room. You can't gamble in the parking garage. It's very limited. How did you get over that hurdle?
Well, you know, to be frank, New Jersey actually hasn't approved mobile gaming yet.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So really only Nevada has, except for racing, let's
right.
call it. Okay. So now racing... You know, you can do almost anywhere in this country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, via the, you know, the Wire Act,
right.
the New State Wire Act. So in about 40 out of the 50 states,
mm-hmm.
and we do business with the New York Racing Association, and
okay.
we do business in Nevada with Station Casino when
mm-hmm.
it comes to racing sports.
Okay.
So
in you're able to use a PDA then in Nevada, in the state of Nevada.
You could use a PDA or cell phone in the uh-huh. state of Nevada. You also could use it in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you
okay.
could use it most. any, you know.
For race bets in New Jersey, race and sports bets in Nevada?
Race and sports bets in Nevada.
Okay.
In Nevada.
And race bets in New Jersey?
Only race bets in New Jersey.
And in New York, are you allowed to use it there as well?
Well, we do the online wagering for New York, and we also are going to be rolling out shortly the mobile product for the New York Racing Association.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about server-based gaming. This is, you know, obviously the hot button in the industry now. A lot of people are excited about what's happening there. But you guys actually have a system that's up and running right now. How does that work?
Yeah, we sure do. We, you know, one of the few people to have GLI certification, you know, for server-based gaming. But what it does is enable you to play about 28 different games from one different kiosk. Mm-hmm. So we have everything from table games like roulette, baccarat, and blackjack, to the Shuffle Master content like three card, four card, Let It Ride, to community versions of or multiplayer versions of roulette and baccarat. So people, you know, many people can play off of one big screen.
Right.
We have six versions of video poker. We have race and sports wagering. Okay, from there also, and we have slots.
Okay.
So we have about seven versions of video slots on there.
Okay, so. This kiosk then can look very much like a slot machine.
It can look exactly like a slot machine. In fact, you know, if it's mounted in a cabinet, you couldn't tell, you know, that it's a kiosk. Mm-hmm. It looks exactly like, you know, the same type of graphics, the same type of quality as you'd see on a regular video slot per se.
And that's obviously a hardware issue. Are you partners with other companies to produce the hardware, or is that something you manufacture as well?
Well, that's one, I think, a real feature of our product. We designed the product to work with off-the-shelf type of kiosk hardware. So we work with NCR and IBM and a few other vendors too. But you know, if you think about it, it's a great advantage to have an off-the-shelf product that guess what, if it breaks, you kind of swap it out.
Yeah.
You know, no special hardware needed, no special technical knowledge needed, and you put a new one in, send the other one back to the factory to get fixed.
Okay. Obviously, the appeal of the server-based product to a casino is that they don't have to have a specific machine devoted to video poker or sports betting. So this all happens on one kiosk.
That's right, exactly. So, you know, if you look at any of the studies that have been done, and I think one's been published by you guys, you know, you talk about increasing utilization of a machine.
Right.
You know, the casino doesn't have to guess, you know, really what to put out there. Secondly, if they have a product that's not performing, it's very easy to swap it out with a product that is performing, okay? Or, you know, either the casino can kind of spoon-feed the content to the people, or they actually can give the choice to the consumer to make.
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of leads me into another, you know, feature here is the race and sports area.
Right.
So if you look at a race and sports book, it's kind of one of the lowest grossing areas of a property on a per square footage basis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes 11 o'clock at night, the race book is dark, people are waiting in line, you know, to play if it's Saturday night, let's say.
Sure.
We enable that race book to not only be a race and sports book, but, you know, obviously people can play other games in there, including, if you think about it, it's a kind of a perfect setting for a tournament. So
right.
we can actually run tournaments inside there, multiplayer tournaments, baccarat, blackjack, slot tournaments, you know, right from there also.
Mm-hmm.
So it enables the race and sports book to be a race and sports book, but also enables all sorts of these other revenue streams to come through.
Mm-hmm.
And that product has gotten a lot of interest.
Okay. Are you working with interior designers and things about how to set up a race and sports book it's comfortable to the normal race and sports book player?
That's an interesting question. I would say that there's people out there who are building properties who are kind of talking to us, you know, about what the race and sports book of the future should look like.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're giving them advice about that. I think they kind of recognize that what we have is something that they would like.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for the most informative weekly publication in the gaming industry? Subscribe to Global Gaming Business Weekly, the only electronic news magazine that brings the news of the gaming industry to your desktop every Monday morning. Global Gaming Business Weekly is a complete publication with information on the gaming industry in the U.S., Europe, Asia, and beyond. Read about the latest moves in Indian gaming, the updated research about problem gaming, the breaking news that will impact everyone in the gaming industry all in one publication. Global Gaming Business Weekly is read by all the top executives in the gaming industry before they start their work week. Shouldn't you? To subscribe, go to the Global Gaming Business website, www.ggbmagazine.com, click on the Global Gaming Business Weekly icon. Don't be the last to know. Read Global Gaming Business Weekly every Monday morning.
I see you also have a multiplayer Baccarat game, which is, of course, a very Asian game, and it's the game in Macau and in many other Asian jurisdictions as well. How is that going to be set up in the Asian climate?
Well, it's great. I mean, that's exactly what the product is focused on. Top of that, what we've been able to do is take an intelligent shoe and be able to have live cards be drawn and actually show up on the kiosk in electronic form. You know, because generally the preferred type of game in Asia is one with live, you know, live cards rather than electronic. So I could say that, yes, that product is definitely, you know, featured, you know, for Asia, the multiplayer BOC, and also with or without the live shoe.
Well, it sounds like you've been putting a lot of work into this. Certainly, the ability to get GLI approval on these items is very central, especially since this is you know, a new technology. How long did it take you to do that?
Well, it took us about from submission to the time we got approval about 9 months. But you have to understand that I think it was GLI 21 is the wireless version of that. We basically, you know, helped them write the standard. Okay, when it came to that, so. It was one of these situations where we're kind of both, you know, finding our way, and we helped, you know, we helped each other. I'd say, you know, get across the finish line, but we're still, I think, if not the only, I think we're still the only company in the world that's got a GLI 21 wireless certification for any for a product.
One of the big attractions of server-based gaming to operators is the ability to capture all the data that a player uses when they do the machine, you know, the way they play the game, how much money they play, all that kind of thing. Is your system capable of capturing all of that?
That's a great question, Roger, and that is a key advantage. Okay, to this type of system. Literally, if you look at our, you know, our what we call our attendant mode or attendant system or casino management system, we literally track with a crosshair where they actually the person pushed on the screen. We track how long it took them to make their decision. We show exactly, you know, the shoe of cards that was dealt, before that. So literally you can play back every hand that anyone has made. You even can say, you know, I know, Roger, if you're a customer, and when you swipe your card, guess what? I know what games you like, and those games are going to pop up on the screen for you, all the way to the point where I know how much you play, I know when to comp you, because, you know, you fit, you know, certain criteria. All that kind of things. You can really kind of take a lot of the subjectiveness, let's say, out of the game and kind of make it more scientific.
And when it comes to comping, you can comp them down to the penny that they're worth almost.
Exactly correct.
So there's not going to be any problems with overcomping or undercomping to that extent.
But it does really open up a huge, you know, amount of market data and market information.
How about security? Security is always a big issue, particularly in a new technology like this. And you mentioned, you know, some of the casinos are a little risk adverse. I'd say most of the casinos are risk adverse. How are you getting over that hurdle?
Well, it's interesting. We kind of, you know, took a step back, I'd say, and you know, dumbed down the product, really, to a certain extent. So we not only now offer a wireless version of the product, but we offer a wired version of the product. But even with our wired version, you know, everything's encrypted that runs over the wires. On our wireless version, we have actually two layers of encryption. One is military-grade encryption. So literally, it's the same kind of security that if there's a guy calling in a bomb, you know, a bombing mission, you know, on his, you know, PDA, it's the same type of security that that guy uses, you know, in the Marines or, you know, in the Army to do that. So we feel pretty confident that we've kind of used the best that's available when it comes to security.
So I guess you're hoping that casinos are taking the baby steps at the first time, as you mentioned, with a kiosk rather than the wireless devices. Are you having a lot of success convincing them to do that?
Well, it's really a crawl, walk, run approach. So we literally, you know, I'd say have had some pretty good success, you know, convincing some casinos. We have, you know, people using this outside the United States right now. But we're working very hard, you know, to get things done in Nevada, and we're actually quite close to getting that done right now.
Where is the bulk of your market right now? Is it in the U.S. or is it international?
The bulk of our market is in the United States, and it generally is around racing. On the gaming side, we do that outside the country, just because the product has its GLI certification.
In terms of racing, you're in with NYRA now. Are there other states that are interested in employing some of your products?
Yeah, well, we have Del Mar actually as a customer also out here in California. And it's not just really the states, it's groups of tracks. And there are several other groups of tracks that are, yes, interested in deploying our product. Mm-hmm.
Now, some tracks have always looked for devices like this. In fact, I think there was one company that developed its own little race betting machine that was deemed to be slot machines in some jurisdictions. Are you getting over that kind of hurdle in terms of whether it's considered a slot machine or a race betting game?
It's funny. We've done a lot of research, and the product's been passed by the New York Racing and Wagering Board. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I know that hasn't come up in New York yet. If it's done on a cell phone is really what we're talking about here generally. I think it'd be kind of hard to say the cell phone is the slot machine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But hey, you never know.
Right. Now, how sophisticated is the sports betting game? I know a few years ago a product came out where you could actually bet on every play in a football game, for instance, whether they were going to do a run or a pass. Are you able to do that, or is it more like just bet on the game or bet on a total or something like that?
Yeah, we're basically taking the lines that that properties are going to offer. In fact, that's what we're working with Station on right now, is being able to take exactly what Station, mm-hmm. The lines that they offer and kind of push that out. Mm-hmm. They do that now, as you know, with their their Sports Connection product online, and they do have a beeper version of the mobile product in Nevada, but we're going to kind of looking to upgrade that product, for sure. And we're looking kind of to upgrade, I would call it the Sports Connection at-home product, too.
Okay. Online gaming is a very controversial subject here in the U.S. for sure, and around the world in most other countries as well. Do you have an eye on that in case the legislation is advanced that it makes it either legal or quasi-legal?
Well, we have our Nevada gaming license, mm-hmm. so we have to be very careful about what we do on the online side, and we've kind of stayed away from that. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you the product itself is built to work in an online mode, right away. In fact, like I said, we do the online wagering, mm-hmm. For the New York Racing Association right now. We're working with Station, like mm-hmm. I said, with on their Sports Connection product. And I can tell you, I can demo the product literally from my PC and work off our servers in Colorado mm-hmm. perfectly fine.
Right.
So it will work in that mode for sure. Mm-hmm. The question is, how and when we want to do that.
Right.
But we have exactly what you have in mind, mm-hmm. but we think kind of race and sports, if things move on the legal front, we think that race and sports is going to be mm-hmm. the first area that they move. So we are very much prepared for race and sports.
Okay. So are you satisfied that with the technology that you employ for potential online gaming, you could protect in both in terms of security and in terms of protecting the player, underage gambling, that kind of thing?
Well, generally, what happens is if it's in casino, mm-hmm. The rules are that it has to be in a supervised area. Mm-hmm. So the burden is on the property, to make sure that there's no underage gambling mm-hmm. going on. However, we do have multiple layers of sign-in and security, mm-hmm. and we have automatic logouts if someone leaves their, kiosk or mm-hmm. handheld device unattended. So we do think about that mm-hmm. for sure and take it into account. But it's when people sign up, like I said, that generally, when they're doing a remote version or an online version, the burden's generally on the user not to give away, their password and other information to someone who's underage.
Mm-hmm. And if you do use the cell phone PDA version, there's a GPS type of tracking system so that you could tell whether you were in California or Nevada betting on some of the station lines.
That's one of the things we're working on. Mm-hmm. I can tell you right now. Now that one of those products has been approved, not our products, but one of them has been approved in Nevada. Mm-hmm. So GPS is one thing we're looking at. There's also other technologies available now, mm-hmm. which can triangulate someone's position very, very clearly. And those newer technologies are kind of the ones that we're looking at employing, actually.
Okay. Well, Sean Kraloff, thanks for joining us. Sona is on the cutting edge of this technology, and we're very pleased that you joined us to explain what you're doing, and we want to follow your company certainly through the next few years when the industry really starts to grow in this area.
Thanks, Roger. Thanks again for having me.
Thanks for joining us on the Global Gaming Business Podcast. If you want to learn more about this or any subject, visit our websites at ggvmagazine.com or casinoconnection.com. To stay in touch with the industry, subscribe to Global Gaming Business Weekly, the industry's only comprehensive electronic news magazine delivered to your desk every Monday morning. Download subscription forms at the Global Gaming Business website. For now, thanks for listening to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. Thanks for joining us on the Global Gaming Business Podcast. If you want to learn more about this or any subject, visit our websites at ggbmagazine.com or casinoconnection.com. To stay in touch with the industry, subscribe to Global Gaming Business Weekly, the industry's only comprehensive electronic news magazine delivered to your desk every Monday morning. Download subscription forms at the Global Gaming Business website. For now, thanks for listening to the Global Gaming Business Podcast.